once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka in all that takes place and all that goes on in time as eternal beings. I speak to you as an eternal being, as one who will carry on from this life into the next. And absolute assurance for every person out there that this life is not all that there is. That when this life is done, that you and I will go on. We will carry on. That which has been put in us will continue forward into that which is real, that which is eternal. You know, we know that the surface reality that we all live in is an illusion, is a fabrication, is not real. You know, if you would, you know, when you sleep at night and when you dream, while you're in the middle of the dream, that dream seems real, doesn't it? You, when you're participating in that dream, it seems real because you're in it. But when you wake up, you're like, oh wow, that was a dream. But in the middle of that dream, it seems so real. And I know you've had dreams in particular that have seemed exceptionally real. You've had dreams in your life where you've gone to sleep and you've been in a situation in those dreams and it seemed so real to you. And you woke up and you're like, wow. Now, when you were in the middle of that dream, what seemed real? Did that dream seem real? Or did the reality that you live in day to day, does that one seem real? Obviously the dream did, because you were in it, right? You were sleeping, you were dreaming, you were in it, and that was your reality at that moment. And then when you woke up, you're like, oh, it was just a dream. Well, the news, it's not news, you guys already know this, but stating the obvious fact that that which is real is not this state of existence. This state of existence, when we cross from this life into the next, we cross from this dream state into what is actually real. That which is eternal, that which is below the surface. See, this is what I like to call the surface reality, or above the surface. You know, it's that temporal situation. It's that which is above the surface that you can see. But the wise man digs deep. You got to go below the surface, because that is where you find what's real. And everything above the surface will be sheared off, will disappear, will no longer be there. The earth will be rolled up. The stars, the sky, all of it. You know, that which you know right now will cease to be as you transition into the dimension of spirit. And everything in that dimension is far more real than this one. Now, this one that we're in right now, this is a temporal one. This is one that's passing away. And, you know, here's what is crazy, is the fact that though we all know this and understand this, and yet the world works so hard to keep you thinking that this reality is the one that matters, the one that's important, to keep you just going and going and going all the time. Yeah, you know, you've got to see that which is real, that which is true, that which is important, that which is necessary, is in the state of the eternal, and that also is right now, as I am. You know, as an eternal being, you should live with that conscious understanding of who you are right now. And then out of that eternal state, do from there, from that place, from that place of being in I am, then they'd consummated with him. Because Jesus, even when he prayed, he said that they would be one in us, You know, even as I and the Father are one, even in John 17, Jesus' prayer. Go check that one. But he also prayed that they would be one in us. And that is his prayer for you, and that is available. And if you're going to be one in him, you are one in I am. That means you go from being a temporal, detached, separate being, cut off from him. You go from that which will die apart from the vine, that which is, you know, is just picked up and thrown into the fire to be burned. You go from that to one that's ingrafted into the vine, into I am, into an eternal reality that is ever present right now. And you can be connected to the source and the power of life. And his power can flow through you into this moment right now. See, when you are connected to the source, now everything can be opened up unto you. Your gifts can be empowered by him to make an incredible difference. Your skills, your understanding, the vision that God has for your life. See, before it was you separate from him, trying to do it on your own. Trying to make decisions on your own. Trying to figure out a good way to go through this life by yourself. And there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Why? Because they're all detached from him. They're all separate from him. And already we know that if you're broken off from the vine, you're just like a branch that just withers up and dies, as John 15 tells us. So, when you're connected to him, now you're in I am, and now you can actually have a proper direction for life. Now you can actually have a proper way to go through. Now you can actually begin to live. Because also when you're in that state, now death is not a big deal. The physical death, the death of the physical body. Because the death of the physical body is just you leaving this state of existence, but you're carrying on in the right direction, in the right spiritual direction, in connection with your Heavenly Father. Whereas if, you know, sometimes I've thought about it like this before. Like, just imagine that you are in a car. Now, you're not the car. I know there's some people out there that think that they are their cars. Okay, look, you're not your car. You know, you're the one who's driving that car. But you're not the car. And so the car is like your physical body. It is your earth suit. It is that which allows you to exist in this dimension. But it is not you. Now, you need the car to be able to be, you know, on the road. To be able to travel around on the road. You need your physical body to be able to exist in this dimension and to move to and fro in the earth. That is your earth suit. But as soon as that earth suit finishes, it's just like you getting out of the car. You're done driving, you get out the car. Once you get out of the car, you carry on. And you carry on with that, the next thing that you have to do once you've gotten to your destination. So, you know, for you to leave this life, to leave your physical body, is not a big deal. You have to know that. It's not a big deal. It's not something to be worried about, perplexed about. The follower of Christ, the one that truly knows him, death is not a big deal for them. It really isn't. It doesn't matter to you. You know, to live is Christ and to die is gain. That is not just a catchy statement. That is actually a true state of existence. For the follower of Christ, for the one that has been consummated with his spirit and knows him. You've now been, your spirit has been fused with life, with truth, with the eternal God, the one above all. You've been fused with him. There's no separation now between you and him. You have now become one in him. See, this is why also, we expose a lot of the subtleties of how the world seeks to work, because the world will continue to try to keep you separate. See, in order to harvest your soul, The world has to have you separate from him. Because Jesus, said that in his word, it's Paul writing to the early church. He said, nothing can separate you from the love of God that's ours in Christ Jesus. Neither height nor depth, nor angel nor demon, nor principality, nor anything. Nothing can separate you from the love of God that's ours in Christ Jesus. Now, that you cannot be separated from him by anything that the world and the world system can try to do to you. You can separate yourself by your free will and your decision and your choice to be apart from him. You can choose to reject. You can choose to reject that which God offers you. And the thing is that the world, that's how they access you. They can access you if you're apart from him. They can't access you if you don't permit. So free will is involved. That's why, too, the world wants you to bow down. And that's why the world offers people trinkets and all kinds of little things for them to bow down to the system and to take their place in the game. To take their place as part of the system. To build the system with others. And to labor together to block the light and to block the truth, to corrupt mankind, to corrupt that which is real. But they can't corrupt the ultimate truth. But they can distort and put things out there to try to confuse those that would be saved, those that would seek to come out. So, for example, when it comes to Christ Jesus, instead of allowing people to know who the true Jesus Christ is, they would seek to make another Jesus conformed into their image, into their likeness, that is something other than who he really is. And then tell people, oh, well, if you want Jesus, this is who he is. And it's not. Look, he is who he is. He is I am. He is who he is. He is not defined by others. He is who he is. Now, in order for people to cross over from death to life, they accept his lordship, his rule, his reign over them. They accept his kingship. And when you come under his authority, ultimately, when you come under any authority in any structure, in any system, any place, the authority that you are under makes the decisions, calls things, says what it is. And if you are going to be under that structure, that's just how it is. You are under now the authority of the one that's over. So for us, we're under the authority of the Spirit of God. We're under the authority of the Word of God. We're under the authority of the one that made us. But those in the world, they put themselves under the authority of the world and the world system. So even as in Luke chapter 4, when Lucifer told Jesus, look, I'll give it all to you, all you got to do is just bow down. What he was asking for too was for Jesus to step out of the kingdom of light and to submit himself to the prince of the power of the air, the kingdom of darkness, to take a place in the world system. There's one notch underneath him. So on the stage of humanity, it would look like, here's this king that's calling all the shots, but behind the scenes, the devil would still pull the strings. Now, you got to also understand that in the world and the world system, that's still very much there, because the devil has built, his kingdom. And God has allowed him to build his kingdom. See, that's the thing. God has done that too. He's allowed him to do what he does. If God didn't want it to be that way, it wouldn't be that way. If God wanted it to be shut down, he would shut it down. And actually, there is a point where he is going to shut it down, all right? So, I know that sometimes it can grate on you. It can be difficult for you, just like Lot living in Sodom. It vexed his spirit every day that he was there. So yes, it grates on you. It's difficult. It's hard. It's tough. It's not nice. But we also know that there's an end to all these things. But knowing that is the case, that there is an end to all of these things, in the interim time, you don't have to worry, because instead you can come into that place of peace right now. See, Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I don't give as the world gives." Now, Jesus was in the middle of quite a tumultuous situation when he said, "I'll give you peace." And, but in giving and offering and extending that peace out to people, they understood subsequently that the peace that God offers, it doesn't depend on your external circumstance. The peace that God offers is not contingent on your external circumstances. It is contingent on an internal work that He does. And when He does that, doesn't matter what the external circumstances are, you can have peace within. You know, I thank God for the journey of life that He has allowed me to go through. Because in that journey, He's put me through experiences to teach me certain lessons. And I remember, you know, one time when I was traveling, and I think I've talked about this, you know, some time back on an audio, but just a little reminder for myself even, was, you know, I was in a very difficult situation, and it was not a pleasant situation whatsoever externally. And while I was in it, I was just, you know, I was really struggling with that, and I was thinking about, God brought back, thing about His peace. And I just was like, Lord God, would you just show me what just help me to understand and help me to go forward in this. But I don't want to understand something from a head level. Look, you don't want to understand things as a brain, as a head. No, you want something to be revealed in your heart, revealed in the core of who you are. You want that truth just to be known. You want it to be part of who you are. You want to be consummated with Him, not you separate analyzing it, but it being something real in the core of your being and your soul. And once you get that, then now it's real. Now it's not a head game. Now it's not, you know, you breaking down Greek words and Hebrew words and Aramaic words and doing word studies. Great, fine, do that. But if you understand it from your head and it's not still in your heart, then you run the risk of being like the Pharisees who Jesus said, look, you diligently study the scriptures, but you miss the fact that the scriptures testify about me. I'm standing right in front of you. You're studying the word, but you're missing me. I'm the word in flesh, and you're missing me. So, but yes, I wanted something to be solidified in my heart. But I wasn't expecting it the way that God did it, but He showed it to me. And the way that it was shown to me was, my external circumstance did not change one bit. But God made a change inside my spirit and my heart. And when He did that, the place that would have been, you know, my difficulty became my strength. Your prison can turn into your praise. Your prison can turn into a place of praise and worship and gratefulness unto God. Now I was not in prison, don't worry. But, you know, actually, you know, that situation, there's a lot of prisons that are actually nicer than that. So, probably in the West. But anyways, yeah, you can be in difficult circumstances and God can change the situation and you can have peace within. That is a work of the Spirit of God, and that's also something that you, in your heart, need to want. Ask, seek, knock. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. So, God gives peace. He gives peace unto His people. He gives joy unto His people. He gives purpose and direction and fulfillment. But you've got to also realize the situation and realize the context that you're in. You know, have you ever wondered why the world works so hard to keep you wrapped up in it, to get your mind wrapped up in it. I mean, it's constant. It's a barrage. You have to make a decision, a willful decision, to be unplugged from it. And the thing is it's not slowing down. You know, that system that was there 100 years ago, I mean, and you know, you can read accounts, you know, of, you know, early encounters between, oh, if you're in the States, Native Americans and white settlers, you know, and just Native Americans were, you know, just wondering. They had questions because they hadn't met people like this, you know. And during that time, you know, it was very strong, it was a very strong push of the world system of expanding and moving and building and doing all these things. Now, in the midst of that too, yes, of course, God's people were there as well with early settlers too. There were those that knew him and walked with him too. Yes, of course. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, people that are moving and pushing and constantly searching and perplexed and struggling with, you know, just trying to build and build a name for themselves. You know, how many people have come before? All pushing to make themselves a name and to be something. They still are in a place where it's very much about them. You know, there's a reason why we've called this Faith Mix and not named it after ourselves in particular. The reason, in part, is because, you know, when people build something in their own name, Jesus even said this. You know, he said, look, you know, if somebody comes to you in their own name, you accept them. But if somebody comes to you in the name of my Father, you know, then you got a problem with them. And, you know, when people go to God in, or when people go forward in his name, walking with him, then the world has an issue with them. When they go out in their own name and build monuments to themselves, everybody loves it then. Yeah, okay, now you're a star, you're a brand, you're a person, you're a mover and a shaker. I mean, this is just the way that God's had us do it. I mean, you know, other people can do it however, but you know, this is just something for us, because also too, you know, I know that for us, there are things that we're constantly learning as well, and God is constantly changing our understanding to line up with his. And as we go through that process, if he needs to redirect us on something, I would rather it's, you know, not be my thing. I would rather it be his thing. So it's like, all right, cool. God's got us doing this now. So, cool. We'll go with it. Instead of, you know, people always trying to, you know, build something into their own name. Look, here's the thing. Don't be separate from him. Be consummated with him. Don't be separate from him. Be combined with him. And that is a work of the Spirit of God. That's what God intended for you. And out of that place of relationship and connection, from there, then you, whatever it is that he directs you to, you do it. Look, think. Instead of being separate, see, when you're connected, then God, he aligns then other pieces together for a greater purpose. If you had one hand that thought that it was unique in and of itself, and then that hand bumped into your other hand, but didn't realize that the two were connected, you know, it might have a problem with that hand. But if it's connected to the head, And it realizes that, you know, oh, this is part of the body, and the two together can work to accomplish something. Now it's in a great state. You know, you need to be connected to the head, who is Christ Jesus, because that all direction comes from Him. All steps come from Him. All understanding comes from Him. All wisdom. He is the source of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You know, God, He continues to lead and to direct and to guide His people. And in the process of all that you go on with and through life, just enjoy. Enjoy what it is that He's doing with you. Enjoy that which He's called you to. And know that He loves you. Yeah. And, you know, with that, hey, you know, we love you too. God bless you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Just say hi. And you can also reach us through our Facebook page. Search for Faith Mix. One word, you will find us there. Coming into a really interesting time. Really looking forward to what God is doing. There's so much, so much. But we'll be talking about some changes coming up in the near future. But as we go forward, God bless you guys. And keep on keeping on. And drop us a mail, say hi. Thank you. All right, talk to you soon. Bye.